Did you hear the one about the guy with carrot sticks stuck in his ears? George interrupted. Katie shook her head. No.
That's okay, George shrugged. He didn't hear it either.
As George laughed at his own joke, Suzanne frowned. That one was really bad, George, she said. She turned back to Katie. The fried chicken nuggets aren't too bad, and they serve those a lot. I don't know why you won't even eat a piece of chicken once in a while. I told you I won't eat anything that had a face, Katie explained.
But chickens have ugly faces, Kevin pointed out.
I won't eat any animals, Katie insisted.
Of course, that doesn't leave me with many choices in the cafeteria.
Why don't you ask your mom to pack your lunches? Miriam Chan suggested as she took a bite of a turkey sandwich her mother had packed.
She doesn't have time, Katie explained.
On the days she opens the store, she leaves for work at the same time I leave for school. Our house is crazy in the mornings.
Katie's mom worked part-time at the Book Nook, a small bookstore in the Cherrydale Mall.
Well, I'm glad my mom packs my lunch, Kevin said. That way I don't ever have to face the lunch lady.
He made a scary face. You know what happened to me today? Suzanne said. I asked the lunch lady if I could have a banana that wasn't totally brown and mushy. You know what she told me? She said, if you want fresh fruit, get it from home. Brown mushy bananas are what's on the cafeteria menu today.
She's such a grump, Kevin said.
You'd be grumpy too if you had to dish out smelly, disgusting food all day, Katie told him.
That's true, Suzanne agreed.
Speaking of disgusting, look at George. So he can't...